Amen. Praise God. And so, again, thank you for tuning in on tonight. Praise God. And I believe God has a word. He does have a word. He has a word for all of us. In fact, the word that I'm going to minister tonight, it really expresses the sentiment of my heart. And that word is just simply the title here, even if I didn't have a title, but it is what it is. Lord, have mercy. And I found myself saying that a lot these days, especially with so much going on. Lord, have mercy. And no doubt you do the same thing. But, you know, let's look at this word mercy and have mercy. You know, at times people say, Lord, have mercy. You know, sometimes that's just used as very casually, and it could be figuratively and just as an expression about a particular situation. People just say, oh, Lord, have mercy. But, like, here's a couple of examples I'm going to give. For example, a man who sees a very attractive young woman, and in other words, she's pleasant to look at, she's pleasant to the eye, and he might look at her and say to himself, Lord, have mercy, or just mercy. Praise God. That's just a, you know, an example of a casual way that Lord, have mercy. And then I'm reminded, when I think about that, I'm reminded of my dad when we would talk about certain foods and combinations of foods. Dad would say, fish and beans, he said, good, he wouldn't say Lord, but he would say lard. He would say, good Lord of mercy, fish and beans is enough to kill you. And we laugh about it today, and we have eaten fish and beans so many times, but guess what, we're still living. So, but that was his way of expressing it, that that combination of foods would be absolutely no good for you. But when we think about it, as I started to say in the beginning, with so much disturbing news that we hear and we see on the TV day in and day out, and just most recently Afghanistan and the problems that they're having there and getting the troops out and the problems that they had at the airport, and people were trying to board the planes and some even fell to their death, and folks that are even right now, they're left behind. And I just said, Lord, have mercy. And it's just so much going on. And then when I look at what's going on in Louisiana and Alabama and Mississippi, that those areas with hurricanes and tornado winds and rising waters and down power lines, folks stranded and need deep water. There are folks right now that still need to be rescued, and there's no food and water and no electricity and just really scorching temperatures. My God, I've been saying, Lord, have mercy. And I truly mean, God, have mercy on the situation. Have mercy on your people. Because, see, I realize that God said all souls are mine, whether they're good, whether they're bad or indifferent, whatever. They are belong to the Lord. But let's look at the biblical meaning. Lord, have mercy. Talking about if we have a prayer of compassion, that's what biblical meaning is for. Lord, have mercy. It's a prayer of compassion that seeks forgiveness and validation only from God and not from any other source or the outward source or any other attempts to be independently good. Lord, have mercy. It's a plea. It's when one humbles themselves. It's a plea for help from the Lord. Otherwise, you know, it's humanly impossible to accomplish. So it's an earnest cry to God, Lord, have mercy. And all those and other things that we hear in the news and things that's happening to our family members, people, our friends, and we get calls, and we hear about people who are dying every day from COVID and young people. I just say, God, have mercy on the situation. Have mercy. See, mercy is a prayer, as I said, of compassion. And see, compassion, it leads you to have mercy. Yes, which is like forgiveness. If you have mercy on someone, and you let them off the hook. Say, for instance, someone owes you money, and they've been on it to you a long, long time, and they're promising it to you whatever, but you had compassion on them. You had mercy on them, and you were very kind to them. Somehow God gave you the strength to be kind. That's a form of mercy. See, mercy, this is a quality that has to do with compassion, forgiveness, and leniency. When people say, "May God have mercy on me," they're asking for forgiveness, asking God, "Please forgive me and help me. Have mercy on me." Glory to God. Glory to God. And I hope that you all see this as I'm trying to express this. As I said, it's the sentiment of my heart. God, have mercy. Have mercy on us in this day and time in which we live. These are perilous times. My God, you can see that Jesus is soon to come. We see the signs of the time. And I just only name a few things. But see, the love of God that responds to human needs is in an unmerited way. In other words, we didn't deserve it. But God's favor, he gives us mercy. And then at the very core, mercy is forgiveness. And we can see even in the Gospels, there are a couple of instances I want to read in the Gospel where it shows God's mercy. So if you will, turn with me to Matthew's, the 20th chapter, the 30th to the 33rd verse. Matthew's 20, 30 to 33. And this portion of Scripture talks about when Jesus heals the beggar. And I'm going to start reading. Praise God. It says, "And behold, two blind men sitting by the wayside, when they heard that Jesus passed by, they cried out, saying, 'Have mercy on us.'" Note that when they heard that Jesus was passing by, they did the thing. What they needed to do is to cry out to get his attention. And it said, they said, "Lord, have mercy on us, O Lord, thou son of David." They reverenced him. They recognized who he was. Verse 31 says, "And the multitude rebuked them, because they should hold their peace." They didn't want them to cry out. They wanted them to shut up and be quiet. But what did the scripture says? But when they rebuked them, the scripture says, "But the beggar, the blind men, they cried even the more, saying, 'Lord, have mercy on us. O Lord, thou son of David.'" Hallelujah. And that's telling you and I something right there. When we get desperate about something, when we truly need an answer, when we need to pray through until we feel that God heard our prayer, praise God. Oh, my God, you need to continue on. No matter who says, well, you don't need to keep asking God over and over again. But look, this is it's one of the examples. They even cried. They got louder. They were more bold. They were more persistent. They were more desperate. "Lord, have mercy on us." Glory to God. And then verse 32 says, "And then Jesus, he stood still." Oh, my God. Can you imagine when we pray and we pray right and we pray through, we get the attention of God, especially when we pray to God in the name of Jesus. Say amen to that. And the word says, "And Jesus, he stood still in the midst of the multitude, and he called them." He called to those blind men, and he said, "What will you that I shall do unto you? What will you have me to do?" Praise God. "And they said unto him, 'Lord, that our eyes may be opened.'" So Jesus had compassion, or he had mercy on them. And then he touched their eyes. And the scripture says, "And immediately their eyes received sight, and then they were able to follow him." Isn't that blessed? Praise God. So do we need to be persistent? And when we need to be desperate about what it is that we need from God, when we cry, let it come from the heart. Praise God, to the point that it gets his attention. Hallelujah. And that we know Jesus Christ, he's our Lord and Savior, but yet and still he is seated on the right hand of the God the Father. Makes intercession for you and I. I'm reminded of Jacob. When Jacob wrestled all night long with the angel. And the angel says, let me go. I got to go. It's, you know, daybreak is coming. But Jacob was persistent. He says, I will not. I won't let you go until you bless my soul. Glory to God. And when we think about that, when we get in that place and say, Lord, help us, Lord. I need your help. I need you to bring me through this situation. I need you to fix my household. I need you to fix the relationship, God, between me and my husband, between me and my children. Oh, God, fix the situation even on my job. Hallelujah. Say, Lord, make my requests be made known unto you. Hallelujah. My God, my God. And look, there's one more I want to read. So turn over to Matthew 15. There's another example of the mercy of God. Glory to God. Matthew 15, 22 through 28. And this is where Jesus was confronted by the Canaanite woman. And it reads in verse 22, says, and behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried. She cried unto him. Here's someone else crying unto the Lord. What did she cry? She says, have mercy on me. She asks for forgiveness. God, and that's how we approach the throne of grace. Yes, we can come boldly, but we ought to come humbly before God, asking God to have mercy. Lord God, if there's anything I've said or done that's not like it, I need you to have mercy on me. Forgive me, God. Make me right. So when you give your request unto the Lord, God hears that request. He answers that request. Amen. Praise God. So she asks, have mercy on me. And she identified who he is. Oh Lord, thou son of David, my daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she cried after us. See, there's someone else that didn't have that compassion like Jesus had. I mean, he told her in so many words, you know, he kind of ignored her at all. But yet, he didn't answer. And then eventually he said, but he answered and said, I'm not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Uh-huh. He says, I'm not sent to you. It's not time for me to even be bothered with you. And then the scripture says on verse 25, then she came and she worshiped him, saying, Lord, help me, my God. Lord, have compassion, have mercy upon me. She knew it wasn't her time. He was only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And then Jesus, he answered and said, it's not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. I mean, she was called a dog. How many people would still stand and humble themselves if someone called you a dog? Said, look, it's not time for me to even, I don't have time to take up with you. It's not your time yet. But hallelujah, how did she answer? She humbled herself and said, yes, I agree with you. She said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table. Now that's faith. Jesus answered and said unto her, guess what? She got his attention. Just like the blind beggars got the attention of Jesus, just like you and I get the attention of Jesus, whatever it takes, whatever humbleness that you need to do. Come boldly before the throne, but come humbly. God hears a repentant heart. Amen. Yes, he does. And then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Isn't that awesome? That is awesome, awesome. Humbled herself. She worshiped him, and she responded with faith. When we ask God, make your request be made known to the Lord. Humble yourself before him. It will begin to worship him, and then expect the answer is faith. God bless. Hallelujah. He's a merciful God. One more. You don't have to turn to it, but you know this. God promised all the way back in the Old Testament that he would no longer destroy the earth with water again, no longer flood it out like it was in Noah's time. And he says, for a sign, he says, I will place a rainbow in the sky. We see that same rainbow even right to this very day. It reminded God what he promised, his covenant. He said, no, I am not going to disturb and destroy the earth again with water. But my God, think about it. The next time, it won't rain water, but the next time, my God, it's going to rain down fire. But we don't need to know anything. We don't need to worry about that because we're not going there. We're not going to be here, my God. But I want to end this up talking about the new mercies of God. You know what the word says in Lamentations? It says, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, my God. It's God's grace to us that we can continue to exist and we continue to live because Jesus lives. You and I live. He said, I am come that you might have life and that you might have that life more abundantly. He said, it is of the Lord's mercies, more than one mercy, many mercies, that we are not consumed because his compassions fail not. His mercies are new every morning, so great is thy faithfulness. In other words, the steadfast love of the Lord, it never ceases. His mercies, they never come to the end. His mercies are from everlasting to everlasting. Aren't we glad about that? Aren't you glad that you have brand new mercies? Even the mercies that you and I have received today, we will have new mercies on tomorrow. Because, you think about it, why does God give us new mercies every single day? But we think about it, even by the end of the day, even though we remain steadfast, we've been faithful in our walk with the Lord. We have fought a good fight of faith, and there are times that you got to fight. You got to fight to stay humble. You got to fight to stay focused. You got to fight in the spirit. You have to fight. The fight is on, my God. We have stood firm on the face of our spiritual, in the midst of a spiritual attack. And then there are times we grow tired and we grow weary, and we're still in the natural. Our bodies get tired, our mind gets tired, even our spirits sometimes get tired. And that's why God reminds us, be not weary in well-doing, for in due time we shall reap if we faint not. Amen. Say amen to that. Hallelujah. So God gives us rest. He gives us sweet rest. Sleep. Hallelujah. See, and then when the morning comes, it's something about the morning, and the sun begins to shine. Hallelujah. Somehow we feel refreshed, and we are renewed. We have a renewed focus. We have a renewed hope. We feel like going on. Hallelujah. Praise God. Every morning presents itself to us with fresh opportunities for an outpouring of God's love, his outpouring of his compassion, outpouring of God's faithfulness. Great is his faithfulness. Glory to God and steadfast loyalty. In other words, we can depend on the Lord. No matter what you're going through, no matter how many times you've been disappointed, you've been let down, or people have said that you're no good, you're not going to make it. Come on now. I'm here to tell you tonight, weeping may endure for a night. Oh, yeah. But God then sends joy in the morning time. Hallelujah. With those fresh anointing, fresh mercies. It's God's mercies, not man's mercies. Because, see, man's mercies would fail. Man's mercies may not show up the next morning. But God is faithful. He that promised is faithful. Say amen to that. I don't know about you, but I'm excited about the Lord. Thinking about, thank you, Lord, for the new mercies that you've given me. Tomorrow morning when we wake up, we'll have brand new mercies. Hallelujah. The fact that he kept us all night, the fact that he allowed the angels, he gave them charge to encamp round about us and to keep us. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, if that's not the mercy of God, I don't know what is. Glory to God. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy on us. Hallelujah. God always reaches out to us with mercy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Yes, it is. See, the scripture says there's no shadow or variableness in God. You know, he's faithful who promised. There's no changing. He is steadfast. We can depend on the Lord. We can trust him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus Christ. The scripture says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus said, listen, he makes his sun to shine on the evil and on the good. And he sends rain on the just and on the unjust. Isn't God good? If that was up to man and we failed man, let me tell you, man would not be there for us. But God, we can depend on him. Hallelujah. Praise God. He is faithful. He causes that sun to shine on evil people. All souls belong to him. He lets the rain come so that we can have food to eat. Come on, look at the grace. Look at the mercy. Look at the compassion, the faithfulness of God. Lord, have mercy on us. We need your mercy. Thank God it doesn't run out. In Romans 9 and 15, he says, the word says, for he said unto Moses, I will have mercy. This is God speaking. I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. And I will have compassion on whomever I will have compassion. In other words, nobody tells God whom to have mercy on, whom not to have mercy on. Nobody tells God who to have compassion on and who not to have compassion on. My God. So then it is not up to him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. Glory to God. Say, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy on me. Glory to God. Even David realized, Lord, I would have fainted. I would have been in despair. I would have failed. The enemy would have attacked me, and they would have consumed me. He says, I would have been in a low, low, low pit. It had not been for your mercy. Unless, he said, I had believe to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. Hallelujah. Isn't God good? In the land of the living, he says, I would have fainted. I would have been a failure. The enemies would have eaten me up. My God, but I believe to see. And that's what you and I have to do. Believe. Don't ever give up. No matter how dark it looks, no matter how you feel discouraged, no matter how you feel in despair, the word of God said, David said, when my heart is overwhelmed, he said, I will run to the rock, hallelujah, that is higher than I. So I said all that to say this. We can depend on God. Oh, yes, we can. We can put all of our trust in the Lord. For the scripture told us, trust in the Lord with your whole heart. Oh, yes. And then lean not unto thy own understanding. Acknowledge the Lord in all of your ways, and he will direct your path. Blessed is the man whose trust is in the Lord. Amen. Blessed is the man whose trust is in the Lord. Blessed is the man that falls before God, that falls on his knees humbly before him and say, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let us pray tonight. And let us ask the mercy of God. Amen. It's more than two or three touching and agreeing in prayer, in faith, on this line tonight. And I want you to release your faith. Humble your heart before God and ask God would have mercy upon us. Our Heavenly Father, we acknowledge you. We just look to you tonight. You are our Lord. You are our God. You are our soon coming King. You are our sovereign God. Hallelujah. You are our Jehovah Jireh. You are our Lord God, our provider. You are our God Shalom. You are our peace tonight. Father, we recognize your sovereignty. God, we thank you, Lord, that we can come to you humbly. We come to you humbly, God, and we just ask you to have mercy upon every one of us tonight. In the name of Jesus, let your mercy prevail tonight. Hallelujah, God. God, we don't know any other help. We don't know any other way, God, but your way is the right way, God. Your way, Father, is the only way. So, Father, we come humbly before you, seeking you, God, seeking your face, God, with a clean heart, God. God, just like David said, Lord, create in me a clean heart. Renew, God, the right spirit within us tonight. In the name of Jesus, we need your mercy tonight, God. We cannot make it without you, Lord. God, we look to you, God. You are the author and you are the finisher of our faith, God. God, where would we be without your mercy? God, where would we be, God, without brand new mercy? Without refreshing us in the spirit, God. God, we bless you. We bless your name. We will bless you at all times. And your praise, oh God, shall continually, oh God, be in our mouth, God. Oh God, we lift our voice to you, Lord. We lift you up, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, you are our help, God. You are our high tower tonight. You are the merciful God. We thank you for mercy, God, that's everlasting to everlasting. We thank you for your word, God, for your word shall never pass away. God, we thank you, Lord, that we can live and we move and we have our being in you tonight. Oh, God, even every step that we take it at the mercy of God. Oh, God, we move, God, we move at your mercy. God, we thank you, Lord, for being a provider for us. Thank you, Lord God, that you have saved us, God, that we, God, have a right to come before the throne of grace, God, that we are no longer alienated, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the blood of Jesus tonight. Thank you, Father, for Jesus. Jesus, we thank you how you gave your life because that you live. We live because, God, you have overcome. We are overcomers, God, in the name of Jesus. We bless your name. We will bless your name at all times. Your praise, your praise, your praise continues to be in our mouth, God. It's your praise, God. It's your blessings, God. It's your strength, God. It's your joy tonight that we're not consumed, hallelujah, but we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ who loved us and he gave you. You gave your life for us, God. We thank you, Lord. Have mercy on tonight, God. We need your mercy. We can't make it without your mercy, God. Hallelujah. Father, have mercy. Have mercy, God. All our children tonight, every child, God, all of the children, all over the land, God, we ask that you would cover our children, cover them with the blood of Jesus, protect them, God, protect them from this COVID, God, protect them from this turmoil. Oh, God, Delta virus, God, whatever other variants it is, God, we speak protection in the name of Jesus to, oh, God, lead and guide and direct them, God, in the name of Jesus. Protect, Lord, protect your people tonight. Oh, God, protect them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Have mercy, Lord, even God, for those, Lord, that are stranded there in Louisiana and Alabama, Mississippi, and all of the surrounding areas and counties. Let your mercy prevail, God. You know how to send help, God. Touch somebody tonight, God. Have mercy on this situation, God. Provide food, God. Provide shelter for them, Father. Keep them, God, even in the shelters, God. There are people that have COVID, Lord. God, keep the people, Lord. Oh, my God, have mercy right now. We pray your mercy, hallelujah, on the folks in Afghanistan. Have mercy on those that have been trying to get out and can't, God. You know, God, you know the hurt. You know the heart, God. Oh, my God, have compassion, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let your will be done. God, we ask for your mercy upon those that are not saved, God. There's all over this world that are bound by witchcraft. They're bound by habits. They're bound by the tricks of the enemy, God. Loose them right now in the name of Jesus. Let your mercy prevail. Have mercy tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, God. We believe you, Lord. We are stretching out on faith, God. We stretch out on your word, God. Hallelujah. Let your mercy prevail, God, in the name of Jesus. Deliver those that need deliverance. Let salvation come in the homes of people, in our loved ones' home, in our children's home. Salvation, God, is already here. Oh, God, send complete deliverance, Father, in the name of Jesus. Even those that are locked up tonight, they're locked up, but the Lord, we know they're not locked out from your love. Hallelujah. Even in the prisons, Lord, deliver, send deliverance, God, in Jesus' name. Those that are bound by drugs and bound by alcohol, oh my God, set them free, God, for he who the Son sets free, he is free indeed tonight. We believe you tonight. We send your mercy, God. Have mercy, God, on those that are sick and they're suffering tonight. They're in, God. Oh, my God, in the hospitals, Lord. In the wards, God, my God, when the hospitals are full and they're overrunning, God, let your mercy prevail, God. Spare them, God. Remember the doctors. Remember the nurses tonight, Lord. Remember all those, Lord, EMT people. Remember all those, Lord, that are first responders. Help them, God. Strengthen them, Lord. They have seen so much. We pray in tonight. We pray, God. We say, have mercy, Lord. Let your mercy prevail. Hallelujah. And those on this line tonight, their bodies are still sick, Lord. There's some still need healing. Some still need strength tonight, Lord. Their pain in their bodies, God. You speak a word. Send your word, God, and heal, God. Let your mercy prevail, God, in the name of Jesus. You are the Lord thy God who heals us. Hallelujah, God. Send your word, God, and to let them know that by your stripes we are healed. By your stripes we were healed. We believe it tonight. We receive it tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, God, increase the faith of the people. Increase their faith, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Help us, Lord, to give you praise. Give us thankful hearts that we will thank you, Lord, even in the midst of the trials, God. We will still say, God, I give your name thanks, for we know that all things are working together for our good, for those who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. We bless you tonight. We love you tonight. We thank you for our church family, Lord. all the churches, God, that God just stir up the minds of the leaders, God, that God, they will get a hold to the horns of the altar, God, that they will seek your face, God, that we will have a fresh word, we will have a fresh anointing to minister to your people, God, in the name of Jesus. We are asking these things in Jesus' name. We are believing you, God, and we just praise you. We thank you for this opportunity that we have on this Dream Team prayer line. We thank you, Lord. God, help us, God. Lift us up where we belong, God. Strengthen us, God. Hallelujah. Where we need strengthening, God. Those that are weak, let them say, I am strong, God. Let them realize that we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. In the name of Jesus, God, we believe you. We ask it by faith. We cry out like the scripture says, and we cry out loud to you. And we cry and we let our requests be made known. Now, glory to God. We thank you, Lord, for your compassion. We thank you for the brand new mercies. Thank you for favor tonight. And for we ask all these blessings in the name of Jesus. For your sake, we will give your name the praise. We will give you the glory. We will give you all the honor that's due your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody in agreement with these prayers. And let's give God a praise. Let's give God thanks. God's thanking for his mercy. Hallelujah. We're not ashamed to give praise. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. We bless your name. Oh, yeah. We bless you, Lord. We thank you for mercy. We thank you for grace. Oh, God, we bless you. God, I thank you. Thank you, Lord. God, we bless you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you for your mercy. Thank you for grace. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your joy. You are a good God. You are a good God. And for that, we give you praise. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Thank God. Well, thank God for this opportunity that we've had that we could share. We could talk about the mercies of God. I express to you all tonight, Lord, have mercy. That was really the sentiments of my heart. Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. Yeah. The next time you hear that phrase, Lord, have mercy, we understand what it truly, truly means to have compassion, forgiveness, and the grace of God. So God bless you all. I love you all. Thank you again for being on this line. And then if you ever want to hear any of the messages that we've ministered, you can always go on our website, pbc-ministries.org website, and go under the Dream Team tab, and you can listen to as many as you'd like to. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we thank God, and we just pray that God, you all continue to be blessed. Know that I love you. Know that Pastor Bolden loves you, but Jesus loves you more. And with that said, I am going to say good night to you all. Be blessed, highly favored of God. Continue to look to the hills, which come of your help. All of your help comes from the Lord. God bless you. Have a blessed night. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you, God.
Good night. 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 Good night.